Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name's
You hate that song, didn't you?
Oh my god. I mean, I realize they don't have the rights
to music. I'm Sydney, by the way, if you want to know who I am. Who are you?
I'm Jack.
Okay.
But come on. And then to finish the show with that song? Come on, guys.
They bought it. They had to use it.
You can do you can do better than that.
Yes.
Oh my god, I couldn't wait for the dance challenge to end. Anyway.
Yeah, especially because you know the music had to have been cool.
Yeah.
Because it was the dancers yeah. were pretty good dancers. So
let's just put something on that has a stupid beat and we're going to annoy everybody. But, you know, I don't like to complain.
No.
I don't. I do not like to complain.
No, you don't. You hate it.
I don't.
You know who you are?
I am still finding the notes. It's got to start from the beginning somewhere.
That's true.
Let's see, but the team start out, it's actually pretty cool. Would you have done it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, was it paragliding or parachute gliding? I think it's paragliding.
It's not parachute gliding, it's paragliding, because parachute gliding would be coming out of an airplane, right?
Yeah.
I keep hitting the microphone.
And even Sean did it.
I know, I kept saying, well, like everybody knows, you always watch it first. Mm-hmm. So I kept saying, he had no problem with it.
He loved it.
And he said he did it. And I was like, he did. He loved it. He said it was not the one who got, a couple of them got emotional.
Yeah, he got emotional.
I'm sure up there you're flying and seeing that. It's just, you know,
beautiful,
what a great
beautiful sights. And, and it just seemed like just such a peaceful, it wasn't a challenge. Peaceful.
Peaceful
just like,
ride.
Hey, we're going to do something that we're going to show something about Colombia. That doesn't have the same stupid beat. But I thought it was pretty good. Group one departs. It's two teams. They have to find their next clue at the base of the elevator. Escalator, not elevator.
Not elevator. I was like, was there an elevator?
Group two departs. There's four teams. And then group three departs with four teams. So
is that what they're going to do all the time now? Go in groups?
I kind of like that.
Do you? Why?
Because you're finishing where you start.
Yeah, but, you know what I just realized?
Hmm.
So the teams that are like 3, 4, 5, they all started at the same time, but they all didn't come in at the same time at the end.
No, okay. But I think they're just trying to keep it fair and keep it, you know, the first two teams got to leave, they got a big head start between the last place teams, and that's true. How they finish 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Anyway, well,
it wasn't three and four. It was 2, 4, 4, right? Yeah,
2, 4, 4.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it, and then we find out Amber's kind of getting frustrated with Vinny.
Oh, I feel so bad for Amber.
Yeah, and then we cut the detour. It's dance vibes, break dancing. Or Wall Scribe. You gotta solve a Rebus puzzle.
Yes, watching that episode, I learned what a Rebus puzzle is. I'm not a big puzzle fan. I don't do puzzles.
I never knew it was called a Rebus puzzle.
No, I'm not a big puzzle person. It's just too. You have to have patience. I don't have it. And
there used to be a game show when I was a kid that had. It was that's type of puzzle you had to go, I sink.
Oh, really?
I used to love that one.
Really?
So I think I would have done all right with the puzzle.
Yeah, I would have not gotten it.
Dancing would not have been something I had chosen because
I have obviously more rhythm than you, not to be negative about you.
Everybody listening to me has more rhythm.
But I still think the puzzle would have been easier than the dancing.
Yeah.
Because you would have never gotten it. And then I would have just got frustrated.
They're dancing?
And then I would have been, yelling at you.
You're terrible. You've been like Shalisa was with the...
No, I think you would have been worse than that. And then I would have been like, it was just, no.
I have no rhythm. So I can't, and the beat, you know, I
can't. You have some rhythm.
No, I have trouble walking.
Don't. Anyway.
I like that Ricky and Cesar are, why they're going up the escalator, because you can't run. Well, they suggest you don't run or walk. You just go on the escalator, and it can be, even though the dog walked off the escalator, I'm going to say.
What's funny is that dog
goes. But they're still reading the clue over and over again.
Yes.
I mean, they're very
detailed,
and that's why so far, and it helps that they're in Spanish speaking countries and they speak it fluently.
Right.
Well, but they're not the only team that speaks fluently.
I know, but
there's probably a couple teams that do.
But they are into detail. I mean, they that is, you see a lot of teams that they take off and run. So
I mean, I would be surprised if they're not the last three teams at the end. I'm not saying winning. I'm just saying the last three teams at the
end. Yeah, so far they've been money.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, everything they do, they get quick. So you gotta take your hats off to them. Let's see. The song's starting to wear on me. I wrote down. Letitia was not happy with Rob because Rob didn't ask her what to do in the detour. He right away said, let's do dance because I did break dancing when I was younger. And she's like, I don't know how to dance. And that just was
That's all she talked about, how he didn't ask her. How he didn't ask her.
Well, you know, if you're running a race as a team, you got to decide as a team what challenge to do, right?
True.
And he just said right away, let's do dance.
Right.
And I'm like going, that got a little ugly. Danny and Angie seemed to be a little... Because Andy kept saying, because Danny was freaking out, and Angie was like going, the base has to be here. The base is here. And she kept going, is it up there? The base is here. She's very patient.
Yes.
Very patient mom, yes. I got to say. Amber and Benny get it on their first try.
Yeah.
So everything's good. She thought she could paint. He said, oh, no, you don't get to paint. Ricky and Cesar get it after they see Amber and Vinny get it.
Yeah, but it took them, they didn't get it on the first try. Amber and Vinny got it on the first try, didn't they? I think they did, first or second. The Cesar and what's the other
Ricky.
Show? Ricky. It took them about 4 or 5 times. Because they just got to stay there for a bit when they first got there. So they did that about 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, they kept trying.
Yeah, and then they finally got it. And so they, yes, they are good, but they, you can see that they do have some issues that there is a way for another team
to sneak in and beat them. Yes, and at this time, we're going to take a commercial break. Amber tells Vinny to slow down. You're going too fast. And he goes, can you pick up the pace? They're right behind us. He's freaking out. But you have to know your partner.
Yes.
Your partner can either run as fast as you or they can't.
I know. She just seemed a little, maybe she's tired because I'm sure that race is exhausting. But she seemed a little whiny and she needed a little comfort and she just needed him to slow down a bit. And he just wasn't buying any of that stuff.
Well, I think also, too, when you're trying as hard as you can... And someone is telling you to go faster, and you can't.
Yes,
it gets frustrating. He was his own little world.
Yeah, he was.
So I a little bit of both. I think they were not working well together
today. As a team. Yeah, absolutely.
Angie and Danny solve it on their first try because he's a puzzle guy.
Yes,
they didn't watch TV when he was a kid.
His mom is so proud of him, though. Yes, you notice that? Oh my gosh. She just talks all the time about him.
How hard he's worked.
Yeah, and this is his thing. And puzzles. She's just such a proud mom.
Her husband and Danny do puzzles until 3 a.m. I'm not doing that. I'm going to bed. Which I don't blame her.
But she's definitely a proud mom. I mean, I'm really surprised they've lasted as long as they have. But, because I just didn't think that. I thought they would be slow. I knew they could figure things out, but I thought just the endurance part would get to her.
So far, the challenges haven't been, except for that one where she got overheated,
right?
Have not been that overwhelming.
Yeah, you're right.
Have not been that overwhelming for her. We shall see if there's a really physical challenge where she has to do it, because we saw her picking the red coffee beans.
Yeah.
It did take her some time, but yeah, they I definitely thought they'd be out by now.
Yeah,
I thought they'd be out by now.
I thought they were one of the weaker teams.
And I'm glad I'm wrong.
Yeah, me too.
I like them.
Because I really like them. I agree with you.
Firefighters are doing the puzzle challenge. Might be a mistake. Might be a mistake. I don't know. Juan and Shane get it on their second attempts at break dancing. Rod was struggling with the breakdancing. Huh, Rod?
Well, and like he said, it's different when you just kind of freestyle and you just do it. You have to learn a routine. There's a step.
Really? You have to do it how they want. You can't just go up there and go. I would do that.
Nobody can see you doing that.
Just think how someone with no rhythm would dance.
It was pretty bad, guys. It was pretty bad. I wish it was on video so you could see it. I don't even think he did that with rhythm. Stop. Sometimes, though, I think you make up but you can't dance because you don't. That way, in the 38 years together, you never have to take me dancing.
Maybe that's it.
That's what I think.
Yeah, that's it. It's
been a long con. 38 years.
You're pretty good.
I know.
And the one time we were going to go, I got blisters on my feet.
That's not my fault.
I know.
Derek and Chalisa get it on their fourth try, and she was not happy. She's like going, I can't learn it and have to teach you at the same time.
Because she had no patience for it.
She's someone you don't want to mess with.
No. Well, she's a cop, so I wouldn't miss her. I love the thing when she was driving.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yes, that was...
We go back to Letitia, and she's still talking about how he didn't choose and choose. That's not a good marriage move.
No. She was seriously upset with that.
Yeah, I said, yeah, I kind of laughed at that. I go, we've all been there.
Yes.
You know, where you do something and go, I didn't ask you.
I'm going to use that term in the future. That was not a good marriage
move. That's not a good marriage move.
That's a good term.
I like it.
Yes.
We could all use it.
Yes.
Rod and Letitia get it on their sixth attempt. Finally, he found something where he could freestyle. firefighters aren't even close.
No, they did on the puzzle.
It was 31 tries.
31 tries, so they finally decided to go. And I thought that was it for them. And you already told me the ending, so I knew the ending. But I really thought that was it.
You're like,
how did they not lose?
I go, because someone couldn't get it, could not figure out the puzzle. Shalisa, who's an ex-cop, I think retired cop. Is she a retired cop?
I don't know.
They're in this cab, and everyone's honking at the police.
Yes.
And she says, well, you know, I'm a police. If you're honking at me, I'm going to think you want to talk to me. We're going to pull over and have a discussion. And I believe she would do it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't mess with her.
No.
Well,
I think you'd have to be that, you know, and a woman I don't want to say a woman in a man's world, but a woman.
That's pretty sexist.
I know. I didn't mean that. I'm not sexist. But I just think in that kind of world, you know, you have to be someone who's tough because you'll get eaten alive.
Yeah. I mean, again, I don't think she takes anyone's
crap. I had a friend who, years ago, 45 years ago, who wanted to be a police officer so bad. And she didn't pass the psychological test.
Really?
She passed everything, the fitness, everything, and she didn't pass psychological.
They
said they broke her.
my mom always says she wanted to be a cop.
I can see her mom as a cop.
I mean, but she only weighed like 90 pounds.
Doesn't matter. You don't have to weigh a lot to be tough. I can see her mom totally.
Well, she's
a cop.
Scary, though.
She is scary.
Can you imagine her with a gun?
No.
Ooh, geez.
But anyway, but yeah, my friend's poor thing, she was so devastated, but they said that psychological test broke her, and that was it. She was done.
Yeah. Cesar uses the cabbie's phone to look at the statues they're going to the place they're going to.
Yeah, and that didn't seem to work to help them.
It didn't help them.
No.
But again, you're riding in a cab, you're sitting in traffic, and right away you're looking, okay, well,
smart.
We're sitting here, let's see if this helps us.
Right.
I mean, it might have helped them, I don't know.
I don't know. But still, I mean, what a great...
Again, they're two steps ahead of everybody.
Yes, and to be that smart like that, you know, it was that one team that played hockey, remember?
Yeah.
You listened to the stuff after the fact, and you said, you know, everybody would go drink or go back to their hotel. These guys would go out and research the area and get things and figure things out, and that's...
It showed.
That showed, absolutely.
Let's see, roadblock. Who's feeling artistic?
This was a hard roadblock.
This was a hard one. You had to figure out where you were at first.
Yes.
A lot of people weren't doing that. They were just trying to find the statues. Personally, I would have figured out, okay, where am I at?
Right.
Let me find the landmarks.
And they had the two areas, you know, the museum and that checkered place. And the checkered place was very bold on the map.
Yeah.
And they were right in front of it. So I don't understand why that, everybody kept seeming not to be able to use that and see that. I was surprised. But you know, again, when you're in the middle of a
race and
you're not always thinking right.
No, and it's easy for me to sit there and say, okay, yeah, just find out where you're at. But anytime you're... It's like, you know, where you are here.
Right.
Type thing. Okay, where am I at? Okay, I'm here. This is the top. This is the bottom.
Yep.
Okay, now I can go out and find
this
thing.
They also, the same thing, there's no you are here sign. There's no, well, yeah, you are to make you are here.
Yeah.
Figure out where you are before you take
exactly.
off.
Exactly. I would have done them one or two at a time.
Yeah.
I know it would have taken a lot more time, but this is something you don't, because the more you're doing it and getting it wrong, the more frustrated you're going to get.
Absolutely. And you saw that on some of those teams. You saw the frustration on them.
Yeah, the cousins get the dance on the fourth attempt. Yvonne and Melissa get it on the fifth attempt. Amber doesn't put her shade down. But Ricky says, I'm not going to look.
Right.
I'm not going to look. I'm going to play fair, which kind of shocked me.
I don't see them being someone that would cheat.
Is that cheating? someone leaves their shade
no,
up.
No, I guess that's not. No, I guess
you look
it's
for
not.
Any advantage you can.
Right. But is that worth, you know, taking a chance that they could be wrong too?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But it, as it turns out, Ricky didn't need the help.
No, he didn't.
Firefighters switch after the 31st attempt. They finally go, all right, we're not getting this. Yeah. And they were getting closer.
They were. I mean, at first they were. I don't even know what they were thinking.
Travel. I know. To the rat.
And then the skis. I'm like, what? Is that skis?
That's or double hockey sticks.
And it was like, oh my gosh, you're not even close. 31 times. I'm still shocked that they did not come in last. I'm still shocked by that.
They got lucky.
Yeah.
Amber finishes a puzzle first. So Vinny and Amber go looking for directions.
Give them directions. Yes.
But you're on foot, so it's not going to be that far.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's going to be a distance, but it's not going to be like miles away.
Right.
Ricky and Cesar get it. Right after them, they speak Spanish, get the directions, and take off. Why didn't Amber and Vinny just turn, let's follow them?
Yeah, that was weird. And then they turned around and helped the mom.
Angie and Danny.
And the mom and son.
I mean, they took a lot of time to do it.
Yeah.
Which.
And then their thing was like, oh, we'll still end up being second, so it's still good for us. And
I get.
Yeah, which I do get.
At that point, I got it.
Right.
I mean, you weren't going to catch, but I would have.
But they just like, oh, nonchalant. Sometimes I find them to be nonchalant, and then sometimes I find them to be like, you know, he's really aggressive and they're trying to figure something, you know, race and leave her behind kind of thing. It's just weird. It's so inconsistent.
Because I don't think the girl that Vinny was talking to was trying to help him at all.
No, I don't know what she was doing.
I think she was on TikTok going, will this guy leave? Will this guy leave? Oh, here's a dancing video. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, this didn't make sense. Juan and Shane and Rob and Letitia work together.
Yes.
Which I'm shocked more teams didn't work together.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. I'm with you. I was shocked by that. That didn't make sense because you, especially like I turned to you and I said, why are they not the double Dutch team and the cousins, why are they not working together?
I don't know.
Because the other team hadn't showed up yet. Well, they didn't know the other team, where the other team was.
Yeah.
But still, I was just like so surprised that they weren't working together.
Rudy and Cesar are team number one.
Yep.
And not shocked by that at all. And here's where Michelle, Shane and Rod. She reached out, hey, do you guys want to work together? They didn't answer.
No.
They didn't answer because I think they were already started.
Right.
And she was completely frustrated. But she did ask somebody to work together. But like you said, why don't you go to Karishma and say, hey, we're not getting this. Let's work together so we can beat the firefighters.
I don't know how close they were to each other, though. I don't think they were that close to each other. Like when they were doing the map thing.
Well, you still see her as you're running back and forth and they're struggling.
True.
Amber and Vinny are team number two. And he says, you know, hey, I got to be more patient. I got to understand. He comes across and.
I thought Phil was more compassionate to her than Vinny.
I think he just comes across. I don't think he intends to do it. I think he's a little condescending.
Yeah, I saw that a little bit.
Again, it's the heat of the moment. It's a race. I could be completely wrong about him, but he just seems like one of those persons. Well, okay, babe, you go. You got this. I feel good vibes. Stuff. I know I'm in trouble, but Shalisa gets it all wrong in our first try.
Yes,
and she's someone I wouldn't want to say she's wrong.
No, I agree.
Because I would be afraid
she. Yeah, I like when she goes, I know you're sitting at home and they're showing you all the things I did wrong or something like that, she said.
Yeah, she's pretty smart. The firefighters pass the dance challenge and now they're on to the puzzle. So now there's going to be more pressure.
Yes.
Because they're like going, where are they at? Where are the firefighters at? Where are the firefighters at?
They thought they were already there and gone.
Yes.
The cousins did.
Danny and Angie are team number three.
Yep.
Congratulations to them.
Yep. Yay.
Shane gets it on his third attempt as Sean helps Rod because Rod had one wrong. He said, no, move it here. They work together.
Right.
So they take off. But Rod and Letitia got there first, their team number four. Right. They had two different directions to go, and Rod and Letitia chose the right one. Juan and Shane are team number five. Yvonne gets it on her first attempt, which is, for something like that, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was.
Shalisa finally gets it. She's on her way too. Michelle is lost. Yes. She has, I mean, it's kept every time. It's like, Karishma is not getting it either. She goes, I go to college. I should be able to figure this out. But she stresses out too much.
Yes,
she was stressing out before she even started it. Because she thought it was going to, she's an artist.
Right.
She thought it was going to be some kind of art challenge.
Right.
And it wasn't. So You gotta be. It happens a lot in The Amazing Race. Whatever they say is not
what it is. Right. I agree.
Let's see. Derek and Shalisa are team number six.
Yay.
And I just noticed the dude at the pit stop had a lot of hats on.
So yes. He's a man of sombreros.
A lot of sombreros, a lot of hats. So he's he's a man of a lot of hats.
Yes, a man of a lot of hats.
Yvonne and Melissa are team number seven. Firefighters get it on their second try.
Good now job. I was shocked by that.
She's thinking about doing landscaping engineering.
Right.
And she figured out, okay, the big circles here, little circles here.
Yeah.
Landmarks.
Yes.
Which is perfect for where you're at. And once she got that, they're team number eight. Karishma gets it on her 18th attempt. It finally clicked.
Yes.
I'm
backwards or I'm upside down.
I'm upside down, yeah. She gets it. The cousins are team number nine. Michelle and Sean have been eliminated.
The double dutch team.
Phil. And they took out the cameraman. Phil was pretty good at it.
Yeah, he was.
I got to give Phil credit. I was like, what do you got your stupid hat on for, Phil? Take the hat off. But he's got those hair plugs, so he doesn't want them to fall out.
Yeah, he did a really good job. I was surprised.
But we're coming down. We got nine teams left.
Right.
Right now, who's your top three? Who's your top three teams?
Well, I like the son and mom. I know you're not picking it that way. I like them. I like the Double Dutch, but they're gone.
They're gone. Yeah. We're not going by who we like.
I know.
Who's going to be the top three teams?
The top three teams, I'd say Cesar and...
Ricky.
I'd say the mom and son.
Really?
Uh-huh. And then I'd say the second place team,
Vinny and Amber?
Yeah.
Wow. I agree with Ricky and Cesar. I think they're going to be... I think Juan and Shane are going to be up there.
Hmm.
Then it's going to come down to... I think that Derek and Shalisa could be the third team.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with right now. It could change. We shall see.
Okay.
But that's all I got. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's it.
This time we're going to thank our patrons. We thank all our patrons, but right now we're going to thank patrons that reach a certain level, and that's Eckhart Rickner, Glaffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed, the Creepy Poopy Letter Carrier. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for everyone who makes the Amazing Race podcast, the number one podcast on the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network.
Yes, we are.
Awesome.
I believe you.
I'm just making...
I didn't make it up, but...
Remember... It's not a lie if you believe it.
Okay.
little George.
What do you say to yourself? I believe I'm 6 feet, and so you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the George Costanza.
Okay.
Remember, Jerry, it's not a lie if you believe it.
All right.
Anyway, that's all we got. Thanks for listening. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Arrivederci.